at the bottom of Nun Aleph on the base. Rabbi Bar Rav Chanan, have a rogel to us in the Archivna la Pumpadisa. Rabbi Bar Rav Chanan used to go from Archivna to Pumpadisa on Shabbos with an Erev. The Omar, to Hesh Visasi Bitsinsa. And he recognized the place that was a Makom Mesuyam in Sinsa. And he used to stay home in Artivna and say, Erev Shabbos, I want my Shvisa to be in Sinsa. And then the next day he would travel another 2,000 Amos from Sinsa, which Pumpadisa was in that chum. Rashi, Havi Asi Mi Artivna, Ragil Da Asi B'chol Shabbos Mi Artivna Pumpadisa. He used to walk every Shabbos from Artivna to Pumpadisa, which was more then 2,000 Amos from Artivna, Pumpadisa. Yoshev Erev Shabbos Aveso, and what he did was, Erev Shabbos, he would, in his house, say, Ba'omer Shvisasi B'tzintza, Makom Asuyim Haya Ben Shnei Atchumim. And Tzintza was a place where he basically decided that that's where his Erev would be, and from Tzintza to Pumpadisa was less than 2,000 Amos. Omer Le'abaya, Mai Daita, Rav Meir Rav Yehuda, Alochek Rav Yehuda, that even an Asher can say that his Eruv should be in a certain place. He could be Ma'arav Baraglov, right? Even an Asher doesn't need a pass, right? Why? So Abai said, that's what you think, that the Halachas are Rabbi Yehuda, not like Rabbi Meir, that only an Oni can be Ma'arav without a pass, but an Asher can be Ma'arav even without a pass. Omer Rav Chisda, Machlokas B'makom Ploni, right, and the Rav Chisda said that the machlokas between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda is where you designated another place, not where you were, and you didn't have a pass. And if you were ma'arav baraglav in shvisasi b'makom ploni, therefore, if the halacha is like Rav Chisda and the halacha is like Rav Yehuda, so then you're right. You could stay home, designate another place, not have to go there, and not have to bring a pass, and you're fine. I b'har of Nachman, the Tanya Kavosei. But Rav Nachman argues on that. Rav Nachman holds that everybody agrees that only an Oni, only somebody who is traveling already, can say Shvisasi B'makom Ploni. The Machlokas is only where you actually go there without a pass. There, Rav Yehuda holds even an Asher can do that, and Rav Meir holds only an Oni can do that. But nobody holds, according to Rav Nachman, that anybody but an Ani can say Shvisasi B'makom Ploni. Amarle Hadrivi. So what's it called? Rav Chanan, Rav Yehuda, Rav Baba Bar Chanan has Harota. He said, "You're right. I made a mistake. I thought the halachas were like Rav Chisda, but I said you're right. The halachas are like Rav Nachman. According to Rav Nachman, what I did is no good." Rashi, my daitach, the asher at the amat shvisasi makom ploni. You're an asher, meaning that you're what's it called at home. You're not on the way, and that's an asher, and therefore you would have to go either to the place where you did. That would be okay according to Rabbi Yehuda, or send somebody with a pass. But you couldn't just sit home and designate another place to be your makom shvisa. The ha'omer of Nachman, the lo shari Rabbi Yehuda elavim komi. The Tanya Kavashi, the Rav Nachman Le'el. Rav Nachman said that the only time Rav Yehuda was vater for an usher is if he actually went to the place without a pass. But if he designated another place, that wouldn't help for an usher. Okay, let's go on. Omer Rami Bar Chama, Hari Omru, Shavas Yeshul Dalet Amos. Right, person, what's it called? Kiskonish Shvisa, so in addition to the 2,000 Amos, he has 4 Amos extra. Hanosin is a Ruvo. Yesh lo dalet Amos alo. The person doesn't actually be Konish Shvisa himself, but he sends a pass. Does the pass also cone an extra Arba Amos or not? In other words, does the pass take his place, so it's mamish like he's there, or no, the pass is just a din that he has Shvisa, but it's not like he's there, and the male doesn't have dalet Amos. Amar Rava Toshma Lo Amru Ma'arvin B'Pas Ela Lo Hakel Al Ha'asher Shelo Yetze V'Yera V'Raglav. The whole reason of a pass is to be makel on an asher that doesn't have to actually go there. He can send a shliach with a pass. The Amrus Ein Lo Hay Lo Hakel Ha'achmer Hu. If you hold that he doesn't have Arba Amos, then it's a Chumrah, because he loses his Arba Amos if he doesn't go himself. So it's not Mahakil Alav, you're ending up being Machmer Alav, that he doesn't have Arba Amos. Or it says, Afilu Hachi, Nichalechi, Hechidlo Nitrach, Venefuk. No, it's still called the Kula. In a Chanami, there's a downside to everything. And here there's also a downside. But Lamaisa, has the rove is a revach for him. He doesn't have to pick himself up Erev Shabbos and go to the place where he wants to be called the shliach. He can send a shliach with a pass. So even though there's a downside, he loses Arba Amos, that's not enough to not make it a kula, not to make it a benefit for him, because in the end he's benefiting, he didn't have to matriach himself. So that's called Lahakil Alav. Rashi. Here it's a chumrah on him. He's losing Arba Amos. Mer says no. Lamaisa, if you take the whole thing together, it's still a kula. He doesn't have to schlep to the place Erev Shabbos. He can send somebody. Okay. Mi sheyotzo leilech beir shema'arvin ba dechziro chadero. So here we had this Mishnah brought down before. And we explained it also. Now, in other words, we go into much more explanation. A person was traveling to a city that he wanted to make an Erev to get to that city. Okay, he's along the way, he had to make an Erev. The Hechziro Chadero, and his Chaver convinced him to go back home. Hu Mutter Leilich, the next day, he's allowed to go to that city, because his Erev, for some reason, took effect. The Chol B'nei Ha'ir Asurim, and the rest of the people who were there with him, they're awesome. Divi Rav Yehuda. That's what Rav Yehuda says. Rav Meir Omer, Kol Shu Yochel La'ari, V'lo Irev, Hariza Chamer Gomel. Anything that he could have made an Erev, and he didn't, right? So then he becomes a Chamer Gomel, meaning that we're not sure where his Erev is, where his Shvisa was, at home, or in the place that he had intended to make the Erev, but didn't actually do it. Okay, we'll see there's two different pshatim over here, and there's two lashonos in Rashi. Okay, let's see Rashi first. Mi sheyotza me'iro leilech biracher shema'arvin ba shesmucha le'iro b'sof dalet alotim. He wants to go to another city that's within 4,000 amos of his city, but it's more than 2,000 amos away. So he needs somewhere along the way to make an eruv, so he can continue another 2,000 amos, which will bring him to the other city. Hu mutter leilech v'afal pi shelo omar klum. Even though he didn't say a word. He never said, my shvisa should be in this place. Because the Gemara is going to explain, it's talking where the guy has two houses, one in city A and one in city B, the one he wants to go to. He wants to get to his other house. Just the fact that he was turned back, Erev Shabbos, doesn't mean that he intended not to go there. He wanted to get to his other house. He just temporarily went home. Niskaven likno shvisa b'sof atchum. V'havi ka'ani ha'omer shvisasi mokum ploni. So he was always on the road. And therefore he has a din of an ani. And he can be called a shvisa even in a different place. Mokum ploni. V'kana d'ha'ani hu. V'hirzi b'derech. U'r meir v'ade ani hu. Even according to Rav Meir, he's an ani. V'i omer havi ka'ani. And if he would have said, I want my shvisa to be in this place, it would have helped. Both according to Rav Meir and according to Rav Yehuda. The argument isn't, is he an Ani or not? And if he's an Ani, everybody holds that you can be called a Shvisa on the Makom Ploni, an Ani. Chlok is only by an Osh. Ava hash to the Yochol Hayo La'ariv. The Lomer Shvisa si be Makom Ploni, but now that he could have said that, and he didn't. The Lo Omer. Mesapkalon ihavi daito likno shvisa besofatchum obaveso. So the mayor says a suffix now. We're not sure, since he didn't say anything, did he mean that he wanted to be called the shvisa there? And he didn't specify it, but still good, because you don't have to specify it. Or, since he went home, because the guy said it's hot today, it's cold today, whatever, and he went home, so maybe he wanted to rescind that. And he wanted to make his shvisa in his home A. He only has 2,000 amas from his house till the end of the tchum. He loses the 1,000 amas the other way. Because maybe his shvisa was 2,000 amas away from his home. And Mela, he only has 2,000 amas to his home. After that, he doesn't have anything. So that's chamer gamo. he's what's it called, not sure whether his shvisa was in his home A or 2,000 amas away, meaning a little bit less than 2,000 amas away from home A, then he has another 2,000 amas to home B. Right? So we're not sure. So if his shvisa is at home, right, he can only go 2,000 amas to where his Erev would have been. If his shvisa is, and he can also go the other direction, 2,000 amas. But if his shvisa is in the place where he wanted to become the shvisa, 2,000 amas from his home, then he can go to there, go back to his home, but he can't, and he can go from there 2,000 amas, but he can't go the other way. If this is east, he can't go west. So since we're not sure, he can't do anything except what he could have done if wherever it is. So he can go from his house 2,000 amas to the Eruv. That's it. Beyond that, he can't go, and he can't go the other way even afoot. And he can't go past the Makom HaEruv, because maybe his Shvisa was in his home and not where that Eruv is. So that's it. It's finished. That's for Meir. Okay. Maishno ihu, maishno inhu. Now the Gemara asks, what's the difference between him and them? Lamaisa, nobody lechara was called the Shvisa, right? Because he went back home. Where it says, Omer Avuna, Hachamai Eskinik, on Sheesh lo Shnei Batim, Ubenem Shnei Tchumi Shabbos. Guy has two houses, one in city A and one in city B. And there's a little bit less than 4,000 amas between them. So if he made an Erev in between, he can get to his other house. If he didn't make an Erev in between, he can't get to his other house. Iu kiven the nafek leila urcha havi leoni. He surely know once he goes to another house, he's on the road. He turned back on Friday afternoon. That's not because he tended to go back home and stay there. That's because at that moment he interrupted his journey. But he's still in the middle of the journey. And a person who's on the road has a din of an ani. And he can be ma'ariv, even b'makom ploni, according to everybody. But these people who didn't have a house in the other city, when they went back, they changed their mind completely. They're not going to the other city. There's nothing to go there for. They weren't going for a kiddush. So they decided not to go to the kiddush. That was their intention. And therefore, they're not aniyim. They're ashirim. Where is their shvisa? Back home. This guy intended that he's going to be on Shabbos in his second house. So he's already considered on the road. So he's an ani. He could make an eruv, what's it called, in another place. Even if he's not there. And he didn't bring a pas over there. But they're ashirim. They're still considered shoveis in their house. They would either have to bring a pas there through a shliach or actually go there. And since they didn't do either one, there's no Erev. So they can't go to the Kiddush the next day. And he can. Tanya nami hachi, mi sheyesh lo shnei batim, ubeinehem shnei tchumei Shabbos, kiven shehechzik baderech, kone Erev, divi Rav Yehuda. Oh, well, let's hold on. Let's see Rashi to you. Tanya nami hachi. Oh, no, there's no Rashi to you. Okay. So we have a brisa that says the same thing. That's talking with a guy at two houses. We have a brisa. Mishiesh lo shnei batim, ubeinehem shnei tchumei Shabbos. The person has two houses, one in city A and one in city B. And there's less than 4,000 amas between them, but more than 2,000 amas. Kivin shehichzik baderech kana eruv, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Since he is traveling from one house to the other, he has a din of an ani, and he can become the shvisa even without being there and without sending a pas. Yeser al kainom Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, on the other hand, adds to that. Not only could he do that, afilu motzur chaveru, even if his chaver found him. Va'omer lo po lean po. Why don't you stay here already? Right? Eis chamahu, eis sinahu. It's too hot, too cold to go now. So lamachar mashkin v'holech. The next day he can get up and be somach on the Eruv, even if he didn't say it beferish. Because we assume that that's what he meant. And his staying where he is now is only a temporary delay. But he's still considered on the road. Okay, Rashi. Tanya nami hachi, kishiyesh lo beis batim, ubeneim shnei tchumei Shabbos haskinan. Kiven shehechzik baderech kana Eruv. Afim lo omar shvisasi besof hatchum v'chazor. Even if he never said anything, and he went back, that we consider it for sure that the next day he wants to return to his second home. That's what he was intending. He didn't intend to stop his journey completely, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Right? He intended a small delay until the next morning. But he's on the road, and therefore he can become the shvisa away from where he is without a pass. Yes, Rakein,
Afilo hibzik baderech, elo omer lot says, nechziru chadeiru, va omer limpo. Right? That's okay. So Yosef Yehuda adds the following case. The guy never went on to the, left his house. He said, he packed his suitcase, and he said, I'm going to my summer house, my Shabbos house, in the other city. Right? And his friend said, now don't leave now, it's too hot, it's too cold. So he, stayed where he was overnight. We still say that that's called Hichzik Baderech. It's mamish like he started to go, because he had intention to go, and he really, the next day, wants to go to his other house. He didn't change his mind. He just delayed his trip a little bit. But he's called, he's like a Baderech. And therefore, he surely meant to make the Eruv in the middle, otherwise he can't go to his other house. So all these things are assumed, right, as if they happened. He's considered on the road, and he's considered like he made his Eruv. That's what Yosef Yehuda adds. Okay, now comes the difficult part. Omar Rabba, Lomar Kule Alma Lo Plige De Tzorech. To say, Pashtus over here, that I want my Eruv to be in such and such a place, everybody holds you have to say that. Both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Ki Plige Lahachzik. The machlokus is, you have to get on, you have to start traveling. Right? That's the machlokus. Let's see Rashi. Lomar Limpo. So Rashi in the first lashon says not like what I said. That's the second lashon. The first lashon is that lomar doesn't mean you have to say shvisasi b'makom ploni. That's an understood. That's an sade. The guy wants to get to his second house. Of course, he wants the eruv to be there, even though he didn't say it. Like we said, you don't have to say it. You just have to think it. That's good enough. But that his chaver has to come and say limpo, stay here, stay home for now. Kidiktoni Masnisim but Rabbi Yehuda, the Echziro Chaveiro, the Hashta Vade Mishum Tzin of Echamba Huda Hoderbe, the Daite Lemikne Shvisa Besofatchum, the Afapishalo Omar. Right? But if his friend is the one who was Ma'akid him, who told him, look, it's too hot now, it's too cold now, so then we're sure that the reason he's going home is not because he's Mimavakalis trip. He's just delaying it. Because his friend told him now's not a good time to go. But Lamaisa, tomorrow he wants to get to his house. Right? So the fact that he has another house there, and the fact that he was intending to leave, or he was on the road already, and then he went back because somebody stopped him and told him it wasn't a good time, because of that, it's clear that he didn't retract his trip. He just delayed it. Aval im chazer mi'atzmo, but nobody told him anything. And all of a sudden we see him going back home. Then we could say that he may change his mind. He decides he's not going to a second house on Shabbos. Right? He's going home. Right? He decided that he doesn't want to go to that guy's kiddush. He heard they're not serving cholent or whatever. He decides going home. He's not walking there for enough for no cholent. So maybe that's why he went home. And therefore, we have no anansad. He never said he wants a shvisa there. It's only an understood thing. If we know for sure he wants to go to the second house, he had to be kona shvisa in the place of the Erev. Right? So we have an anansade if we know that he still intends to go there the next day. But if we're not sure, maybe he changed his mind, and the next day changed his mind again. So on Friday, he never had intention of making the Erev. So it's all good. So he goes back home, and he has a din. We say for sure he intended to go back home, and that's it. Finished. Keep pligi lahagzik. The hainu yesra came. And the argument is lahagzik. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. The Yesra Kain, Afila lo hichzik baderech. Shomer lo chaveiro limpo, sheshomi menu sherotzalotzis. The omer lo limpo vadeischo, alayla mishum tzina. Okay? So that's the first way of learning in Rabba. Okay? Rabba holds that the machlokus between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda is not whether somebody has to turn him back or not. If nobody turns him back and he goes back on his own, everybody holds that it's no Eruv. The machlokus is, did he have to get onto the road or not? Did he have to get onto the road? Then we know for sure he wants to go to house B. And then we take on for sure that he made an Eruv. And if somebody stopped him and sent him back, that doesn't negate his making that Erev and still wanting to go. That's what Rav Yehuda says. And Rav Yehuda adds to that, even if he didn't get on the road, but we know he's packing his bags, he wants to go. And somebody came to him and says, don't go now, it's too hot. That even there it applies. Since he intended to go, we know for sure he's like he's on the road, and he, what's it called, and he can count on the Erev as if he made it for sure, even though somebody turned him back. But if nobody turned him back, and he on his own decided either to go back or not to go, right, then we're saying that maybe it's not because of some kind of temporary thing. Maybe he changed his mind, and therefore it's finished. And we have no understanding that he made an Erev, and therefore it's no good. Okay, everybody holds from that. That's what Rava says. Now Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef Omar, Lahagzik Tukuli Amalo Pligi Ditzarech. Rav Yosef says it's the opposite. Everybody holds that he has to be on the road for this halacha to take place. If he never left his house, if he remained in his house just with the intention of going, and then somebody turned him back and convinced him not to go at all Friday afternoon, right, then we have no anansade that he ever meant to make an Erev, even if somebody turned him back, because he never left the house. And also, we'll see, maybe he's not an Adi anymore. He's not considered Hichzik Baderech, Memeli's an Asher. And it won't help even to make an Erev somewhere else, because an Asher can't make an Erev of Makom Ploni, according to Rav Nachman. And that's how we pask it. Ki plige lomar, right? The machlokas is, according to this first lashon, whether somebody has to turn him back or not. Or even if he goes back, do we say he's only going back temporarily because of the heat, because of the cold, or whatever? But he never changed his mind since he already was on the road. Since even though he went back, it wasn't a change of mind; it was only a delay. That's the machlokas. Rashi, Rabbi Yosef Omer lahachzik kuli amalo pligi ditzarech ki plige lomar. Linpo. So again, lomar means that somebody has to say to him, go back. The Rabbi Yehuda im hirzik v'derech, afa pi shalo amar lo chadeiro linpo, ela shechazor miatzmo, kamando amar shvisosi mokom ploni domi, de xiro chadeiro, de tani masnis from Rabbi Yehuda lav davka, de wadin chazor miatzmo, ela urcha de milso nokar. Okay, that's Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says that you don't have to actually be on the road, okay? If you actually left, right, that's not the machlokas. Everybody holds that you have to get on the road. Can't be home with intentions to go. You have to be on the road. That's not part of the machlokas. Everybody holds you had to leave. Machlokas is, does your friend have to say to you to go back, or even if you go back on your own? That's the machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda holds, even if nobody said anything to you, you went back on your own, we still assume that you want to go to a house B on a Shabbos and your Kol Nishvisa. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says no. Tarvai boy, you need both things. Chazok of Amir. You need to be on the road and that somebody else should turn you back. But if either one is missing, won't help. V'achi komer, matzo chaveiro shehiska latzeis, v'omer lo chaveiro linpo imodi halayla, v'kesov Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef Yehuda lahachmer. Right? And it comes out according to this, Rav Yosef Yehuda is a machmer. So there's a difficulty why he says, yeser akein. Even more than that. What's the yeser akein? Mashma is meku. V'lo tran debraisa yeser akein, Vafilu Elohachi Tnan, Rabbi Yosef Omer Moshe Chaveiro. And according to this, according to Rabbi Yosef, there you're not goris in the Brisa Yesra Akein, because Yesra Akein doesn't make any sense the way Rabbi Yosef's learning it. So Rabbi Yosef didn't have that giris in the Brisa. He didn't have the Yesra Akein. And Rabbi Yosef Rehud is Machmer. Rabbi Yosef Rehud says you need two conditions, according to Rabbi Yosef. You had to be on the road, and somebody had to turn you back. If you weren't on the road, even if somebody turned you back and convinced you not to go, the Erev is no good, and if you were on the road, but you went back on your own, is also no good. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that all you need is one of them. If you were on the road, doesn't make a difference if somebody turned you back, or you turned back on your own, the Erev is good. Okay, that's according to the first lashon of Rashi, the machlokas between Rava and Rav Yosef of how to understand the machlokas between Rav Yehuda and Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda. Okay, that's not complicated enough. So Rashi says, "Kach shomati, v'harbi gimgumim yesh." I heard this pshat, and I have a lot of questions on it. A lot of gimgumim. Gimgumim means to stutter. What?
Hesitations.
Okay, that's a good word. A lot of not really hesitate. Reservations. Maybe I have a lot of reservations. First of all, it's fair to say that they're arguing what the Braisa said. The Maisa says, Yesterakei. What's the afilu, this? It's not afilu, it's a chumra. The Yesh Matarsin, Rabbi Yossi, Loboi Chazoka, Kule Haik, Rabbi Yehuda. The Machlokis is that Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, doesn't need the same hichzik baderech as Rabbi Yehuda. Aval amrei noah shein. The psia achas chutz l'deisu avi chazaka. Rabbi Lamaisa, what's the nafkamina? If you took one step outside your house, you're on the derech. What could you need less or more? Ubatsu mahachi like a chazaka. Unless one step is you're in your house. So what do you mean you need less of a hichzik baderech according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi? What's less? One step is for sure okay, and what less than one step is sure not okay. The old Rabbi Yosef Amar de Bechazaka lo plige. That's not the machlokis, Rabbi Yosef says. The machlokis is, everybody holds you have to be machzik. There's no hint that there's a machlokis and how much you have to be machzik. Rabbi Yosef said the machlokis is only, does someone have to tell you or not? Ela belomar. In Cain Ape Chazaka plige. According to this, they argue on both points. Loshon Acher, Velo Shemativ, right? However, there's another way of explaining this, and this I didn't hear from my Rebbeim, right? I guess that's what Rashi means. Omar Rabba. Now, this is the second way of explaining the Machlokis Rabba and Rabbi Yosef in Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosef. Lomar Shvisasi B'Sochatum. This is what we said in the beginning. To say specifically, I want my Shvisa to be in the place where it'll enable me to get to my other house, Kulei Amalo Pligi Tzorach. You have to say it. That everybody holds you have to say it. Tzorach. Zeh HaChozer Lomar Kein. V'chei v'chi polig Rabbi Yossi v'osu la Kulei. That which Rabbi Yossi is cholek, and he holds a Kula, it's not in that. He says you also have to say Achazoka Polik. He's coming on the second tonight, that you had to be Muchzik Baderach. The Shami of Yehuda, the Omer Hichzik, the Asa Iula Meimar, Afilu Motzur Chaveru, Sheirotzla Hachzik, the Loi Nicho, Kono Ha'erub, Uvavat Shiomer Shvisasi Lashon, the Hoel the Hayerotzla Lotzes, Hashmin Leki Yotze, the Havi Oni. So this is what Rabbah says. But it's a completely different child. The guy, if everybody holds that you had to say in such a case, I want my Shvisa to be in such a place. We don't assume anything. Okay, because since Lamaisi went back, maybe Taka, you intended not to be there. But if you said it, then, see, if somebody made you go back, or Lechor, even if you went back by yourself, this is not relevant, according to this Lashon. Whether somebody made, Lomar over here does not mean whether somebody told you or not. Lomar means what you said. You made your Erev. So if you made the Erev, then there's the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi is, okay, I made my Erev, and now I go home. So did I have to be on the road in order for that to be good? And even though I went home, the next day my Erev's good and I can still go in, right? Because we say that I didn't totally change my mind, right? I still intended for that Erev to be an Erev. Temporarily, I went home. What happens if I never left? I intended to leave. And somebody stopped me before I left. That's the machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda holds that if you never left, then you're not an Ani. You're an Asher. You never got out to the road. An Asher can't make an Eruv without a pass and without being there personally. You need one of the two. Just to say my Eruv should be in such a place does not help for an Asher. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says, if he never got onto the road, then, and somebody stopped him from going, then it doesn't help to say Eruve b'makom ploni, because he's an usher, he's not an oni. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, since he intended to go, it's considered like he went. And therefore, he's considered like he's on the way. Somebody stopped him, so they didn't stop him from going completely, they delayed him. So he's on the road, even though he's really not, but his mind was to be on the road, that's good enough. And he's only delayed, and he said, I want my shvisa to be there. He's an oni, and it helps. That's the machlokas according to Rabbah. Okay. Okay. Rav Yosef Omar, lahavzik lo plige. Rav Yosef says, no, the machlokas is a different thing. Everybody holds the Varei Chazaka Bo'inan. You have to be on the road. If you're not on the road, even though you intended to be on the road, nobody holds that you're an Oni. That just intending to be on the road makes you on the road. That's not the Machlokas. The Elo Hirzik Lohavi Oni. If you're not, you didn't start traveling, you just intended to travel, forget it, you're an Osher. Okay? And then even if nobody stopped you, you just never got on the road, it won't help. That Eruv that you made is no Eruv. Because either you had to be there, or you had to put a pass there. But if you weren't there, and you didn't put a pass, and you're an usher, it doesn't help. So keep pleading. So what is the machlokis? Lomar, to Rabbi Yehuda boy, shiomar shvisasi l'sham, va'areisha de masnisen koi, to parish bo va'omar shvisasi b'ikaro, v'lo itzrich l'mahadar misnaya v'sefa. Machlokis is whether you had to say shvisasi b'makom ploni. Rabbi Yehuda says you must have to say it. Right, you have to be mazik baderech, that for sure, according to everybody. And then you had to say b'feirish, I want my Erev to be there. Doesn't help that we assume that that's what you wanted, because we know you're on the way to your other house. That doesn't help. That's according to Rabbi Yehuda. But also, Rabbi Yossi, l'neimar, afilu lo amra midi koni, hoel v'hirzik, t'gilu daita kan yehi. And Rabbi Yehuda says that what's it called, that it helps, even if you didn't say anything, because we know that that's what you intended. Because you want to get to your other house. You have another house. That's where you're intending to go. So, obviously, you want this to be your Erev. So, in Anan Sade helps. Vim Tomar, Kivin Rabbi Yehuda, Ba'omer Shvisosim Mokom Ploni Komar, Amai Polig Rav Meir Olay. Now, we have Rav Meir, right, in the Mishnah. In the Braisa, we have Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. They argue in how far this heter goes. But Rav Meir holds no heter at all. He's a chamer gamel. So obviously Rav Meir is arguing on the same case that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi are arguing. They're arguing in their part, and Rav Meir argues on both of them. So it's all talking about the same case. So Rashi says, if that's the case, then why does Rabbi Meir argue? If it's talking where he said b'feirush, I want my Erev to be here, then why is Rav Meir disagreeing? Why could Rav Meir say he's a chamer gama? Why is it a suffix where he wanted his Erev to be? He said b'feirush where he wanted it to be. Rav Meir lesle chazaka ki hai gavna el abo b'derech mamish aval hai ka'asher mashvilei. So the answer is, he says, because Rav Meir holds that when a guy is traveling and he's turned back, he's not considered a traveler. He's not considered an ani. He's considered an asher. The Kesavra Meir calls you Asher. V'hayelo la'arim b'pas, lo ire b'pas, ela b'amira, hipsid b'amira, so apayim shayelo la'ebra ha'laz, v'beiso shesilik atzmi ruach zu, v'mokik shisos alo nistakir, delav eruvu, v'ein lo el apayim klau, apayim halolu. So he says, Rameir argues because Rameir holds that anybody who changes his mind, even delayed, and goes back home, can't make an eruv like that. That's not called hichzik baderech. Memela, his Erev that he said, Befeirish, I want it to be over here, doesn't help. Because he wasn't there and he didn't have a pasta send there. So that Erev's no good. But he was Megala Das, so he didn't want his Erev to be at home. So now we don't know. Maybe, what's it called, wasn't Mevatel his house, right? Or maybe, yeah, since he intended to make the Erev over there, even though it didn't help, he was Mevatel his house. So now he can't go past his house. To see the Lashon Chamer Gamel is difficult. Because he's not a Chamer Gamel. He doesn't have anything, a suffix, because of the new Erev. That for sure is no good. The only Shaila is, does he have his old Erev? So the Lashon Ruxi is difficult. The Nirin Hadvarim, Dura Meir Akol Mishu Asher Polik, Uva'omer shvisasi b'makom ploni. And it seems, Rashi says, according to this, that a mayor would argue in every case where a guy's home, and he says, I want my Erev to be 2,000 amas from here. Which can't be, because he's an usher. Right? But he doesn't know that. Thinks he can do it. That he's mesalek himself from his house, and that Erev he's not calling it for sure. Minikhtoni koshyesh b'yodu la'arev. Yisro kadaitach ramehir oni mashvile. Lahai. The time you shouldn't mesapkulon. Heicha nichale. Who hoel velo omar im kein my call ha lo mashkachas lo hachsveka lo bahach lechudei she yotza v'chazar havahari zechamer gomel mi bayalei. Right, lechora, if you'll say that Rav Meir is not arguing like that, Rav Meir is talking where he's talking on it. But the question is, since he went back home, what was his intention? It only applies to this case. Rav Meir says, kol ki agam, what's it called? Kol shu yochol ha'arev v'lo irev ha'ariz ha'chamer gam. Mashmash applies to every case. But if it would be that Rav Meir is only arguing where the guy is an Ani and he went home, he really could have made that Erev. Now we're just not sure which Erev did he intend, that only applies to that case. It doesn't apply to the case wherever he could have made an Erev he didn't, right? That we're not sure what it is. So therefore it makes more sense to say that a mayor doesn't hold the guy of an Ani. Since he went home, he's considered an Asher. Since he's an Asher, the other Erev for sure didn't help. Shaila is, did he intend to take back his original Erev? Or he lost that too. He has no Erev now. He has no Shvisa where he was. He has no Shvisa where he wanted to be. And therefore he can't move Dalai Lama out of his home. That's a Shaila. Okay. Okay. Kiman Azla. Okay, we're not going to... We'll do this tomorrow. This makes it more complicated. But this year, we know the two Lashonos, and tomorrow we're finishing the Perek, so it shouldn't be that difficult. Okay.